せーの、
ジェバレー。ようこそ旅リンガルポッドキャストへ。
Welcome everybody to the 旅リンガルポッドキャスト。はい。
どこで終わった？
閉めて、そこ。
はい。
yeah, we arrived in Uganda and we talked about how crazy the capital Kampala is.
Ah.
Yeah.
そうだった。
And then today we're here to talk about something very special. Yeah, on the second day we got to Kampala, again we headed towards the slums of Africa. 好きですね。好きだよね。I don't know, we always find ourselves in the slums of Africa, huh? we went to this place called Banda, which is about 30 minutes. Boda Boda motorcycle taxi ride outside of the city, kind of eastwards from Kampala. And why did we go there?
それは
It's a long story?
じゃあ、短くすると、
はい。
私の知り合いの人が、ちょっと待って、知り合いの人が、カンパラ焼きっていうのを作りました。端的に言うと。
はい。
はい。で、それは何かっていうと、まあ、その人の英語の先生をしてくれてたのがウガンダ人の人だったんでね、
うん、
でその人と話してる時にウガンダにどんな問題があるのって言ったら、まあ、シングルマザーの人とかがこう収入を作るのが大変だと、
うん、
だから生活に苦しんでる人たちが多いっていうのを聞いて、でじゃあ収入源として何ができるかなって考えた時に昔の、広島焼きを思い出しました。その人は、
うん、
関西のおばちゃんなんだけど、
うん、
で戦後広島でお母さんたちが簡単なその広島の薄い生地にソースをつけて販売して、まあ、収入源にしてたっていうのを思い出して、似たようなものをカンパラで作れんじゃないかなって言って作ったのがカンパラ焼きで、それをスラムのお母さんたちに作り方を教えて、これからじゃビジネスにしていこうかっていうところ。
OK、
はい。
So Teru knows this person who was getting English lessons from a person from Uganda, Bernard. And when she was talking to him about issues in Uganda, he mentioned that there's a lot of single mothers, especially in the slums, that don't have a means to make an income or opportunity to make income. And so she remembered old time Japan after the war, after they lost the war, and how people really had to scramble to find and make food to get by, especially in Hiroshima, where they made the Hiroshima yaki, which is like an okonomiyaki, like Hiroshima style, with a very thin dough crust, if you will, and put sauce on it, and it was very good to eat, and hence you get the Hiroshima yaki. And now, so she came up with the idea of making a Kampala yaki, and to teach these women how to make this food, this new food that's very similar to okonomiyaki, but with local ingredients that you get in Kampala, especially you can get in the slums. And so right now, they are in a phase of making this an actual product and making like an actual street stall. Or a kiosk, if you will. Yeah?
Yeah.
And she, the lady Teru knows, is how old is she?
ちょっと上ぐらいじゃないかな、45とか。
She's in her mid-40s, from Osaka, had never been outside of the country until last year when this project started. Her first country she visited was Uganda.
だって日本国内で飛行機すら乗ったことなかったんだよ。
She'd never been on a plane, ever. And her first time she got on a plane was to go to Uganda.
そう。
to help these women make Kampala yaki. 信じられない。
そうなんです。
And so we went to the slums where she visited. What do we do?
まあ、Kampala yaki 一緒に作れたらなと思ったんだけど、ほとんど、まあ、作ってくれたね、お母さんたちが。
Yeah, so we went there to meet the people and to make Kampala yaki with them. But what ended up happening?
作ってくれちゃって、まあグロッサリーショッピングぐらいは一緒に行けたかな。まあそのお金ぐらいはちょっと出し 出すことができまして、
うん、
一応100人分ぐらいの、カンパラ焼きともう一つ炊き込みご飯みたいなのを作ってたので、
うん、
それで100人分ぐらいのご飯を提供できたかなと思います。
Yeah, so we donated our money to make this カンパラ焼き where we got we went around all around the slums to the various different shops that all sell different things and we were pretty much the bank. and we bought ingredients to feed they said about 100 people. I don't know if 100 people actually came, but you know, we were happy to help and buy groceries and so the mothers can make the kampareyaki. Plus they made this other local food. It was like a plov, pilafu. Pilaf, like rice, this rice dish that we also had like a huge portion of. And and all the kids came out. We made it by the church. And all the kids came out. We played with the kids and
kids たちが可愛かったね。
Yeah, they're so cute.
Yeah, ケニアで行った
キベラ
の時はね、あんまりそこの人たちと交流っていうのが、まあ子供たちとも交流したけど、歓迎してもらった、
mm.
あんまりこうなんか一緒に遊ぶっていうのができなかったので、またちょっと違う体験ができて、
mm-hmm.
めちゃくちゃ嬉しかった。
It was, you know, like, you hate to compare slums, but like the slums in Bandai felt they had a little bit more infrastructure.
So,
don't you think? Because there was like less people.
So,
you know, Kibera is like one of the biggest in Africa. So many, there's almost 2 million people that live there, but Bandai wasn't like as crazy, I thought. And then like the town's like right there, and they say it's quite dangerous at night and stuff like that, but you know, we felt very, very safe, thanks to Bernard, who does this humanitarian work, who also does like tours and stuff, and he was the one that organized this for us, and the okonomiyaki turned out great. The kamparayaki.
ソースも手作りで、その大阪のおばちゃんは作ってたんだけど、その時はなくて、ソースなしで大丈夫かなと思ったけど、ちゃんと美味しかったね、あれはあれで。
Yeah, there's no sauce. You want to talk about otafuku and the sauce?
そうね。まあこのプロジェクトを、だからその大阪のおばちゃんがウガンダ行きたい。でもお金は100万ぐらいかかりますと。そんなの用意できねえよって思って、じゃあもう、クラファンやるしかないってなってクラファンをやったんだよね。でクラファンで百何十万貯めてウガンダに来れました。でこれを一つのプロジェクトとしてやりました。で何がきっかけでか忘れちゃったんだけど、オタフクソースになんか見学かなんかに確か行ったのよ、その大阪のおばちゃんが。でこの話したら、実はアフリカでオタフクソース広めていきたい、これから進出していきたいところだったので、どうしたらいいか困ってたんですっていうところで、こうなんていうの、合致して、じゃあ一緒になんかこうやれることがあればやっていきましょうよっていうと話になって、オタフクソースが何本だったかな、30本ぐらいかな、あのヘラを寄付してくれたんだよね。だからあのスラムにいるお母ちゃんたちはオタフクって書かれたヘラでカンパラ焼きを作っております。
アフリカ進出に困ってるって言ってもナイロビであったじゃん。
ナイロビあったけどさ、まあ言うてそこからこう広げていけない、もっと広げていきたいのに、なんかどう広げていったらいいかなっていうのでスタックしてるらしい。
So yeah, just to quickly translate, but there's a big company called Otafuku that makes the okonomiyaki sauce, and they caught wind of this project that Mama Uri got a hold was doing, and they sponsored her a little bit and sponsored this project because they were also looking for ways to get into the African market to sell their product. And so yeah, they donated about 30 of the...
確かね、それがあったと思う。30か50本だったか。
30 or so of the... I don't know if you've ever been to a teppanyaki or like an okonomiyaki restaurant in Japan, But they all use the spatulas that like cut and like flip and like do pretty much everything for the teppanyaki. But the spatulas, they donated about 30 or 40 or 50 of them to the slums. And so when we got there, yeah, they're all using the spatulas,
making
the teppanyaki. Yeah, they weren't sure how to use it properly. But yeah, they're doing a good job. And I think what was really cool was that there was even a song. And they're all singing it. Kanpadayaki yaki. Yeah, they wouldn't, like everybody, the kids and the adults and everybody was singing this song. And I guess the future of the kanpadayaki is, you know, it costs very little to make a lot. And so they train enough, you know, they get sponsors where they can actually open a kiosk or a street stall, and it catches on. And, you know, more and more and more open, and they just gotta get that first one open, yeah? Yeah, I mean, it's, there's a lot of street food out there, and I mean, why not this one?
Yeah.
It's got an original story, it's interesting, Japanese fusion.
Yeah. オタフクソースをドネートしてくれればみんなオタフクソースってこんな美味しいんだっていうのが広まって一気にいくと思います。オタフク頑張れ。頑張れ。ママ売り頑張れ。頑張れ。
Bernard, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you so much.
Please follow us on tabi.lingual on Instagram. Like, follow, share, comment. Follow this follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Radio Talk.
ああ、時間がない。タビドットリンガルでインスタグラムやってるので、そちらを見ていただければ動画上げてます。
Thank you. Bye bye.